Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her, the lady whom God saluted. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and heartfelt condolences to you on a very doleful day. Today we join in grief the noblest lady of all times, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon her, who became orphan on the 10th of Ramadan at a very tender age. With the passing away of her beloved mother, Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her. So exalted was the position of this lady in the sight of God that as long as she was alive, no other spouse was taken by Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Thus, today is the sad day in the annals of history when the Almighty's last and greatest messenger became a widower in his middle age after spending a quarter century of marital bliss with Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her. Stay with us for a special program in this regard. O Muhammad, Khadija is coming in your presence. Convey salutations of Allah to her and give her glad tidings that Allah has made a house for her in paradise wherein there is neither grief nor sorrow. What you heard were the words of Archangel Gabriel to the Almighty's last and greatest messenger regarding his loyal and virtuous wife, the Ummul Mu'minin, or the mother of all true believers, Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her. Accordingly, the Prophet of Islam conveyed to her the Almighty's greetings, and the First Lady of Islam thanked God Almighty, glorified him as the source of all peace, serenity, and salutations, and prostrated to him out of gratitude. Every year, on the 10th of Ramadan, our grief is renewed for Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her. Her departure from the mortal world shortly after easing of the three-year economic social boycott imposed by the Arabs on the Prophet of Islam was a great blow for the loving husband. It was also an irreparable loss for the orphan daughter that the virtuous mother was leaving behind, having died in a state of poverty with no money for even a shroud, let alone inheritance for little Fatimatu Zahra, peace upon her, after having spent all her proverbial wealth to feed, clothe, and shelter the persecuted Muslim community. The aggrieved husband, who was not destined to find a worthy replacement for Khadija, peace upon her, despite taking several women as spouses in the last 10 years of his life out of social necessity, personally dug the grave. He then descended into it to smooth the earth and bless it, wrapped his faithful wife in the heavenly shroud brought by Archangel Gabriel, and laid her to eternal rest, while their only surviving child watched with tears rolling down her cheeks. Nearby stood in grief the Prophet's dear ward and teenage cousin, Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him. After performing the last rites, the widower prophet consoled his orphan daughter and for a while became speechless to her question. O father, where has my mother gone? He broke his silence when Gabriel descended and revealed the following to him. Your Lord commands you to inform Fatima that he sends his blessings upon her and says, your mother is in a house of brocade. Its corners are made of gold and its poles are of rubies. It is located between the houses of Asiye bint Muzahim and Maryam bint Imran, the Virgin Mother of Prophet Jesus, peace upon him. Little Fatima, peace upon her, was a picture of profound patience and expressing gratitude in the divine court. She said, "Surely Allah is Salam, and peace is from Him and to Him." Ummul Mu'minin Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her, the one and only mother of all true believers, needs no introduction. Daughter of the wealthy monotheist merchant Khubaylid ibn Asad, she was linked by 5 generations to the same pedigree as that of the Prophet's clan of Quraysh. Known for her wisdom, knowledge, dignity, excellent temperament, and a spotless character, she was acclaimed as Tahere, meaning pure and chaste, even in those pre-Islamic days. Her trade caravans that plied the routes from Mecca to Yemen, Syria, and other far-off places earned her epithet the Malikatul Arab, or richest lady of all Arabia. On hearing of the reputation of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, who had not yet been commanded by God to announce his universal mission of Islam, she entrusted him with management of her trade affairs. Impressed by the 25-year-old youth's honesty in discharging his duties and having confirmed his scrupulous handling during a trade trip abroad through her servants in the caravan that he was really as-sadiq, or the truthful, and al-amin, or the trustworthy, she proposed marriage to him. The Prophet consulted his uncle and guardian, Hazrat Abu Talib, peace upon him, and soon the nuptials were solemnized with great rejoicing, to the extent that for over a month the whole of Mecca was entertained to a daily feast. The two made an excellent mate for each other pair. And 15 years later, when divine revelation dawned upon the husband, the dedicated wife immediately believed in his mission as the Almighty's last and greatest messenger to mankind. Thereafter, she spent all her wealth in the propagation of Islam. The couple became parents of several children, including son Qasim, from whom the Prophet derived his agnomen or kunya, Abul Qasim, but all died in infancy except the youngest daughter, Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra, peace upon her, who was conceived after the Prophet's return from Mi'raj or ascension to the heavens in the twinkling of an eye, and his tasting of the fruits of paradise. That is one of the reasons God has referred to Hazrat Fatima, peace upon her, as Kauthar, or spring of perpetual abundance in the Noble Quran. Islam will always remain indebted to Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her. Her house was the cradle of Islam, and it was she who nursed and reared it for over 10 years till she closed her eyes forever on the 10th of Ramadan. As her future son-in-law, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, who grew up in her house, as the Prophet's word said decades later in one of his famous sermons titled Al-Qashiyah, Sermon 191 of Nahjul Balagha, as his future son-in-law, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, who grew up in her house, as the Prophet's word said decades later in one of his famous sermons titled Al-Qasiyah, Sermon 191 of Nahjul Balagha. In those days, Islam did not exist in any house except that of the Prophet of Allah and Khadija. While I was the third after these two, I used to see and watch the effulgence of divine revelation and breathed the fragrance of prophethood. Even after death, although the godless Wahhabis destroyed her holy tomb in 1926, Khadija, peace upon her, resigns supreme. In every era and place, it was her offspring who rose to the defense of Islam, as is evident by the tragic martyrdom of her grandson, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, in Karbala. We once again offer heartfelt condolences on the passing away anniversary of Hazrat Khadija, peace upon her, and this time to her virtuous descendant, the Lord of the Age, Imam Mahdi. God hasten his reappearance to rid the planet of all vestiges of oppression and corruption by establishing the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice.